BS French. Mardi, jeudi, samedi et dimanche, à 13h ou à tout moment, en ligne.
I'm in studio with Emma McRae, who is a curator at ACME, the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, here in Melbourne. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you. Hello.
You're here today because you curated an exhibition that's opening next week at ACME about the work of French artist Philippe Parreno. For those not familiar with him, who is he?
Philippe Parreno is an artist who really came to recognition in the 1990s and became known as part of a group of artists creating work that became labelled relational aesthetics, but was really work to do with a couple of things, creating relationships within an exhibition, so not necessarily just displaying objects, but displaying scenarios that made the audience participate in the exhibition in some form. And also, he is quite well known for working with time as a subject matter as well as space, which I guess relates to the previous point, because he's really trying to get people to stay in the gallery and have a durational experience. So in doing that, he makes films, but he also works with the exhibition itself as a form.
And talk to me about the exhibition at ACME opening on the December 6th. So what can people expect?
So at ACME, Philippe has decided to do a retrospective of all of his film works for the first time ever, which is exciting. But that's not really a retrospective in the way you might think of it in relation to a film director. So in the gallery, there will be something that's a little bit like a pseudo-cinema setup, if you think about that in an abstract form. And so there will be films playing, there will be other things that happen, sometimes lighting, animating, sometimes music sequences. And one of the key things about the exhibition is that it will all be programmed by a person who is in the gallery, who essentially, I guess, choreographs the experience that people are going to have in terms of selecting the films and different things that are going to happen and interacting with the audience.
So there's somebody live there every day who choreographed the whole thing?
Yes. Yes. So Philippe often choreographs or scripts the exhibition experiences that he has, and often in the past that has been through some sort of automated or programmed form. Not necessarily, you know, sometimes it's random and uses algorithms that are based on, you know, the game of life or something else. And sometimes it's a script based on a particular music score. So for this, he's kind of choreographing and scripting it in the same way, but that's being done by a live person.
Have you done something like that before at ACME?
No, it's the first time we've ever done that.
Are you a little bit anxious?
No, I'm not anxious. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it will make for a very engaging experience for people who are coming to the exhibition.
And you were talking, so you work with the artist on that exhibition. He was involved in the preparation of it?
Yes, very much, yeah.
And how long have you been working on this?
Probably for about a year and a half now. I mean, we first started speaking with Philippe about the idea of doing an exhibition probably 2 to 2.5 years ago. And then we've probably been actively working on it for at least a year now.
And can you talk to me a little bit about the process? Why did you decide to do something with him, and how did it go from the beginning to where you are up to now?
Well, we decided to work with Philippe because he is very well recognized around the world as one of the foremost artists who's working in an area that sort of sits between art and film. He's very inspired by cinema, and he's in his exhibitions, he's really working with cinema and images as one of the main ingredients in what he does. And so obviously, as the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, all of that meshes very well with what we do at ACME. And in terms of the process, Philippe is someone who works in an evolving way. And so it's a lot of dialogue back and forth, talking about the context of ACME as an, you know, centre for the moving image. And that was one of the inspirations in terms of doing a retrospective of his films, because he's very interested in making an exhibition fit in the context in which it's going to be seen. And so it's a lot of dialogue back and forth, and sending ideas, sending sketches, sending texts. And so that kind of exchange really then ends up forming the shape of what the exhibition becomes.
And at the moment, now we are talking about a week before the exhibit, where are you at?
We are building lots of things. I mean, this is because it's an experiential experience. That's a tautology probably. But because of the nature of the exhibition, there's not a lot of stuff in the gallery, which is quite different from what we've done in the past. So we are building a few but very precise and detailed objects that will be in the gallery to kind of establish this cinematic environment. And all of that's happening at the moment. It involves a lot of electronics. There's a lot of – all of the films are going to be played back on different formats. And so there's a lot of preparation in getting the films ready for the exhibition and in making sure that all of the programming is going to work, even though it's being programmed live by someone who's in the gallery. That all needs to be set up so that it works seamlessly.
There's the exhibit, but there's also a few special events and talk happening in the next few months.
Yes, definitely. So while Philippe's here, he's going to do an In Conversation with Dr. Amelia Barrican, who is from the University of Queensland. That's going to be on Tuesday the 6th of December, just the day that it opens. And we have a series of talks that are going to go throughout the exhibition as well. We have a kind of creative response series where we're getting a number of people to come in from different fields and talk about Philippe's work and their responses to his work and to the exhibition. We'll also have curatorial talks to introduce people to Philippe's work and to the concepts in the exhibition. So there's a number of things that are going to be running throughout the whole few months.
And it's starting, we mentioned it, on December 6th. It's going until...
The 13th of March.
13th of March. And I think it's all free, and most of the talk and events are free also, right?
Yes, that's right.
And thank you, Emma.
My pleasure. Thank you.